Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from the series entitled Multi-Hull Conversations with Jim Brown. In this recording, Jim speaks to Lyles Forbes, chief curator of the Mariners Museum in Newport News, Virginia. Lyles shares here about an exhibition that is, at the time of this recording, about to be opened at the museum, which offers some incredible sea survival stories. You can find out more about this historic audio series at www.outrigmedia.com.
So tell me what's going on at the museum now.
Well, we are in the final month and a half of trying to get a brand new major exhibition open called Abandoned Ship, Stories of Survival. And it's something that we've been working on now for just about 2 years. It's a large-scale exhibit, but it kind of is on the schedule because this is the centennial of the Titanic. But the exhibition is not about shipwrecks. It's about the stories of people who have been through a shipwreck, and they're either cast adrift in a lifeboat or a life raft or floating on, you know, something on the ocean, and then stories of rescue from the perspective of the people who have actually been there. So it's everything from people who've been on cruise ships, cruise liners, packet ships, submarines who have been depth charged in World War II. So it's kind of all over the map in terms of when it happens, you know, whether it's 18th century, 19th century, 20th century, that sort of thing, and boat style, because it's really about the personal stories and the personal experiences that people have been through. So we've spent a lot of time developing a short, about a 3-minute movie with a company in Richmond as the intro to the exhibition, which shows the chaos and the horror of a shipwreck, and then it kicks you into the first section, which is called Adrift, and it's really the stories of people while they've been adrift at sea. As you know, one of the stories will be Titanic and the few hours that some of the people spend in the lifeboats. One of the other anchor stories is Stephen Callahan's experience after his boat, Napoleon Solo, sank when he was doing a transatlantic trip, and he spent 76 days drifting in a raft. He's loaned us a number of images and things from that experience. And then we have a section where visitors are going to be able to get into an actual life raft and sort of see what it's like in that small environment and try to imagine through some of these stories, have some sort of safe empathy with these survivor stories. And then you move into the rescue section, and there's rescues of people where ships have foundered close to shore and the United States Life Saving Service has gone out in boats or using the breeches buoy or a life car to save people from ships, or air sea rescues and everything like that. And one of the most compelling elements of this entire exhibition, and we've had a lot of help from a tremendous number of sources down in New Zealand, from the Navy to the New Zealand Film Archives to the Rescue Coordination Center, getting images and video from a rescue attempt that took place in 1994. There was a huge storm that just sort of boiled out of the northwest and then funneled down between Tonga and New Zealand, and there were probably 30 yachts that were headed from New Zealand to Samoa and Tonga and that area for the cruising season, and they got caught in the storm, and massive waves huge winds that went on for 2 or 3 days. And
what was the name of that storm?
Yeah, it was called the Queen's Birthday Storm.
Oh, yeah.
In 1994, it happened around from the 5th to about the 7th of June until everything sort of settled out. Most boats got rolled 3 or 4 times, dismasted. In one of the stories, there was a couple, Bill and Robin Forbes, were on a catamaran named Rantha, and they set off their EPIRB unit, and the Royal New Zealand naval ship Manawai came to their rescue. And there is just some absolutely phenomenal footage of both of these vessels in 70-foot waves, and Manawai is continually trying to fire a line over to get these people off the catamaran. The catamaran still had its mast, had not been rolled, was still, you know, doing pretty well. I think the engines had gone, and the steering, they had lost steering. And as they finally got a line across to the couple, and they clipped in, and the very second that they clipped in, Rantha crested one wave and went down the backside, and Manawai rolled the other direction, and the line went taut and pulled them off the vessel. And what? So we have footage of them being winched through the water and hauled aboard Manawai. And it's just unbelievable stuff. I mean, I was having an email conversation with John Rumenier, and he said, you know, that book by Tony Farrington called Rescue in the Pacific, which details this storm and everything, is like the book of the genre. And so when I read that, and it was just this compelling book, and it was kind of like when I read the book Into Thin Air by John Krakauer about the people who died on Mount Everest in 96. You know, it's very hard to put down. It was just utterly compelling to read, and so I thought, man, we got to have this thing in the exhibit. This is just amazing.
Yeah.
And so all these people down in New Zealand had been really, really helpful in providing stuff for us and helping us get, you know, elements of the story out there. And there's not, you can't tell the whole story in the exhibit, but it's enough, we hope, to really whet people's appetites then to go out and grab these books and read about them, because it's some amazing stuff. And it's a very different exhibition for us because we're really exhibiting a concept as opposed to here's the history of the Coast Guard or the U.S. Navy or the America's Cup or something like that. It's really people's experiences. And so, but we really hope that people, you know, have a greater respect for the power of the ocean and people's will to survive, you know, when things go bad.
God, 70-foot waves, you know, that just is astounding to me. And do you know what happened to that boat after they got the people off?